Blasting out coast to coast and border to border on rural radio and hometown radio stations, it's time for America's Hot Barn Report with Monty James.
This may date me, but I sure miss the old days of creative TV commercials like "Where's the beef?" or "He likes it, hey Mikey." Remember that one? And I'm kind of into commercials. It's what we do.
Where's the beef?
That being said, last night, whilst watching Monday Night Football, I watched a huge winged buffalo hit on a human female at a chicken wing joint. Next one was an emu convincing a human to ride in the trunk of a cab while he took the front seat, which did not convince me to buy the sponsor's insurance in any way, shape, or form. It appears we have some odd folks working in advertising agencies nowadays. No offense. Not all, but some. But hey, we promise you a really good one at the end of this show.
It's a really big shoe tonight.
Yeah. Yesterday at the CME in Chicago, October Live Cattle, some folks calls them fat cattle, closed up 462 to 234.60. December fats finished up 435 at 236.27. September feeders boomed 840 to 358.80, whilst October contracts ramrod at 870, hitting 354.50. South Dakota's Faith Livestock had 730-pound yearling heifers reach 367. Big ol' way-up bull pulled in 4,900 davas. Big Monday sale coming up next week at our new reporting barn, Loma Livestock, on the western slope of Colorado. Sonny Boy Parker and I are both fighting over who gets to cover that one. Don't forget, gentle listener, the nation's top fat cattle sale will sizzle today at Stockman's Livestock in Yanktown, South Dakota. If you haven't read the article on owner Greg Reichen's house fire, how the community rallied around it, and then how he rallied around the community, you need to.
NHBRMB.
I love that gadget. The Big Fall Run is idling at the starting line as the pastures are still full of grass across America's top cow-calf counties. Prices are near all-time highs. Life is good for ranchers and farmer feeders, barring a screwworm infestation or the press saying is going to drive the price of beef down again. Absolutely a great time to be in the cattle biz. If you got cattle, that is. See this week's all-star lineup at Hot Barn Report on Facebook or Tick to the Talk. You, gentle listener, can bid and buy safely online at CattleUSA.com. Monty James for America's Hot Barn Report saying, keep eating that beef raised in the good old U.S. of A.
Brought to you by Bassett Livestock, St. Orange Livestock, Ogallala Livestock, Winter Livestock, Torrington Livestock, Stockman's Livestock, Loma Livestock, Tri-County Stockyards, Mobridge Livestock, Napoleon Livestock, North Platte Stockyards, Albion Livestock, Faith Livestock, Platte Livestock Market, and Stockman's Livestock Exchange.
Nebraska rancher and CBB board member Becky Potmissel talks about their care for the herd and the importance of the beef checkoff.
Just try to take good care of them because they take good care of us. We make sure that they're well-fed and well-watered, they're protected, they've got everything they need to prosper.
Now, as a rancher and a board member, what is the biggest benefit you see in the $1 producer's investment in the checkoff?
They really do a whole lot, not only here in the United States, but all around the world. Those exports are really putting the money into the beef industry.